Welcome to Look Up with Pastor Mike and his wife Linda Sasso of Calvary Chapel of Eagle, a radio ministry designed to assist you in applying God's Word to your everyday life. For the next half hour, Pastor Mike and Linda will encourage you with your walk with Christ and help you look up to Jesus. If you need advice on marriage, life challenges, or relationships, call in now. It's time to look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Here's Mike and Linda.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Mike and Linda live in studio, and we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord has for us today. And it seems that for the longest time, we've been in Ephesians chapter 5, but for good reason. As we look at the topic of marriage, what God has to say, and, you know, if we're actually looking to get instruction from God, then we should be taking some time in Ephesians 5. If you are a husband or a wife listening right now, then you need to be saying, Lord, is there something you want me to change in the way I'm behaving as a husband or a wife? How can I love my spouse better? What instructions do you have for me today? You know, by the way, that's the way you should always read your Bible. You should always read your Bible saying, speak to me, teach me, talk to me. How do you want me to be? How can I know you deeper, in a deeper way? How can I serve you more? How can I get closer to you? If you just use your Bible as a theology book or as a manual how to argue or debate with the cults, you might as well just keep it closed. You know, you're not doing anything really fruitful or productive. First and foremost, the Bible is given for you to know how you ought to live, that you might know God better, that you might love Him more, and that you might serve Him more effectively. And so let me just remind you that as we take another look at the Bible today. We are in Ephesians chapter 5. We're continuing with God's instructions for husbands and wives. But I also want to remind you, we are a live call-in show. We're both here live in the studio. And we would like to hear from you if you have questions or comments about marriage. We're talking specifically about marriage, what God has to say to husbands and wives. Later on in the chapter, we'll talk more about family. But right now, we're talking about marriage. And so Linda's going to tell you how you could kind of participate with us while we're live in studio.
Hello, everybody. Good to be back with you. Hey, we want to hear some calls from you, okay? That number would be 208-377-3790. Again, that's 208-377-3790. We are going over marriage. We are going over Ephesians 5. There are a lot of married people do not like Ephesians 5, okay? If you have a question about this, especially that applies to your marriage, but maybe somebody else's marriage, you know, and let me tell you, you can call in and be anonymous. You do not need to give your name if you don't want to be known, if you want to ask one of those delicate questions, right?
We just need your social security number and credit card. Yeah.
We want to be able to answer your questions. The name of the show is Look Up. The tagline is God's Word for Everyday Living. We want to help you with your everyday living. And what does the Bible have to say about that? That's all that really matters. Not our opinion, not the world's opinion, not psychology, none of that stuff. What does the Bible have to say about what you are going through? So if you've got something, give us a call. 208-377-3790. If for any reason you can't handle that talking live on the radio with us, you can send a text message to Calvary Chapel Eagles phone, 208-891-2635. And if you're in Facebook Live land, you can go ahead, put comments in there. But we're looking forward to hearing from you too, because we can explain what we've gone through, our situation, but you have a different situation than us. And you may have something that somebody else is going through right now that we're not thinking to talk about. But if you bring it up, who knows how many other people listening could be going through that same exact thing.
Right.
So we need your calls. We need your questions. So do we want to tell them what's coming up?
Well, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, folks, we have to tell you we're going to be changing our show. So we hope you don't mind, but because we're feeling terribly rushed, We are going to, as of the first part of September, be expanding our show to 1 hour. So we will be from 2:30 until 3:30. We hope that's good news for you guys. For us, we're excited and scared at the same time. You know, we wondered how we would do a half hour to start out with, and here we're going to expand to an hour. We want to change the format a little bit. And what we really want to, and maybe we'll pick a particular day of the week, that we just address questions that come in from you guys. So if you have questions, send them to the Calvary Chapel Eagles phone. You can text them there and just tell me this is a question for September. And that is 208-891-2635. Or you can email it to pastormike@ccEagle.org. That's his email. Mine is lindasasso@ccEagle.org. That's O-R-G for the org. So we want questions so we can change things up, because we don't want to sit here and just talk to you for an hour or preach to you. We want to have more interaction. So we're looking forward to your calls. You want to call in now and get started and get practicing on us answering questions, you go ahead and give us a call now.
Yeah, and it might be better, just as I think through this here, it might be better for you to text than the email, at least for me. I get so much email in my email box that the first thing I do is I highlight everything and then keep the emails I want to keep, because there's so much junk in there that I don't want to miss your email is the point I'm making. And so if you text to the church phone, it'll probably be a no-brainer that we'll catch it. Also, I want to remind you.
Well, maybe we need to set up a whole new account with just a church email.
Or a lookup account.
Something like that.
Lookup to Jesus.org or something, you know. Yeah, we'll think through that.
We have that one.
Because what, if that's an email, I never checked that one.
No, it's a webpage.
Okay.
That's kind of been lacking.
Okay. All right, well, listen, another thing that you can help us with, if we go to an hour, as we go to an hour, we will be going to an hour in September. We want to hear from our listeners. What are some of the topics you wish that we would cover? Are there topics that you're thinking, I wish you guys would talk about this? And some of the topics we may not know as much about as others, and so we would probably bring in guests to interview and stuff like that. We're willing to take on whatever topics you request, but if you have a request of what kinds of topics you'd like us to cover as we expand to an hour show in September, again, the text, the church phone that you could text your request to is area code 208-891-2635. That's area code 208-891-2635. You could text the church phone. Let us know that I'd love to see you cover this topic in your September shows. And what we hope to do is maybe each month, or it'll probably last several months knowing how fast we move, we'll take different topics, tackle it, maybe interview different people who could help us understand that topic, as well as share our own life experiences with you. So that's
and
what
like
we
said, we are doing marriage now, but the next topic we'll probably go into is marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And we have quite a few people at our church that have been involved in ministering to divorce people. So we're going to get them in here on the radio with us. Okay. So this is going to be part of our new format. We hopefully are going to be bringing more guests in. We are going to cover topics, and you know what? We'll cover controversial topics. We don't want to debate. We're not trying to set your doctrine per se. We want those controversial topics that maybe are hitting your life today. If we need to cover mental illness, we can. We've talked about covering grief. Oh my, we have so many people with so many different stories we could bring in. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's someone out there that would relate to each one of them. So we're actually kind of excited, because you can get in this rut, right? Of just you come in, you do the same thing. So now we're thinking of different things to do with a whole hour. So stay with us, stay tuned with us. Join us in September. Help us with this endeavor so we will be able to bless you and the others listening. Let's get into scripture today. We've done so much of a commercial, huh? Right.
Okay, we are in Ephesians chapter 5, and we're looking at God's command to husbands. We've already looked at the wives, and so hopefully you women have survived that. You know, this whole submission thing and what the Bible says and what it is and what it isn't. I hope that you've gotten through that and realized everything that God says, it's for our good, and that he's just looking out for us, and he wants order and structure in life, in government, in family, okay? So here, now listen, husbands, I hope you're paying attention. You know, I wonder at this time of day how many husbands are actually listening, because it is more of a work time for many men. But it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Now, folks, I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to you that God wants husbands to love their wives, but what might be a surprise to you is that in the way in which, or the degree to which you're to love your wife, because the example here is just as Christ loved the church. Now think about it. How does Christ love the church? Oh, he just loves us and hugs us and loves us so much. It's not a ooey gooey mushy love. He went to the cross for us, folks. I mean, the Bible says in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his love for us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how he demonstrated his love for us, and that he was willing to lay his life down in order to purchase us, to pay the penalty for our sin, to purchase us unto God. There's so much there. There's so much story in the gospel message. There's so much love being seen there. And that's the picture that God wants every married man to have. And ask yourself, do I love my wife the way Jesus loves me? Do I love my wife the way the Lord God Almighty loves me, that he was willing to give it all? I mean, there's no higher price that God could have paid than the blood of his own, the blood of his son, to purchase you, to bring you forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And I think there should be nothing that you wouldn't do for your wife. I think that's the example of the love that we should have for our women.
Yeah, Mike even took me to the fair yesterday.
Oh, that was such a sacrifice.
It was hot. It was smoky. But we went through it. I took about an hour and a half, and that's enough of the fair for me. But he did it. He didn't want to go. But it was turning into a pretty chaotic day yesterday, wasn't it? It's supposed to be our day off and working all morning long.
Things happen.
And he finally said, okay, I'm going to take you to the fair. Let's get out of here. You know, he doesn't want to go. He would never go to the fair if it was left up to him. But he does silly little things like that for me. And you know what? That just makes me adore him more, because he's willing to make little sacrifices. That's what we're talking about, guys. We're not talking about going out and buying her a 10-carat diamond ring. We're talking about those little things that show you know what she would like to do and you're willing to do it. Maybe it's not your favorite. And another thing is, today is Taco Tuesday. At Del Taco, I'm a really cheap date. But Taco Tuesday is our thing. He knows I love to go to Taco Tuesday. So that's where we go after the show, you know? I don't know if he'd want to eat at Del Taco every Tuesday, but most Tuesdays we go do this. It's just one of those little things that we give in to each other, that he shows, hey, she likes Taco Tuesday, I'm taking her to Taco Tuesday. That's what we're talking about, guys. Come on, three tacos, $3.29. Like I said, I'm a cheap date with that. It's not a lot of money, but I sit there and I giggle when I eat their tacos because they make really great Del Tacos. So silly little thing, but maybe that can get somebody's mind going of it doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It has to be a thing that you're showing you know your spouse and you know what they'd like, so you're willing to do it.
Okay, listen, you know what? I didn't want to make a big deal of this, but there's something to talk about here, because I know when we just quote scriptures at you and go through Bible passages, some of you just go, the Bible. Okay, but let me tell you something. That story about the fair yesterday, originally Linda was telling me, you know, she likes to go to the fair, and she says, you don't have to come, I'm just going to go to the fair. And she was going to go by herself, and I was just kind of hanging around the house, doing things around the house, and I thought, okay, if she wants to go by herself, that was okay with me, because I'd just rather not go to the fair, okay? But what happened is we had a couple church situations come up where we ended up busy working all morning, and I'm making phone calls, and she's online, and she's talking on the phone, and she's looking up things on the internet, and there were things that were happening that, you know, church doesn't just happen from 9 to 5. You know, when you serve at a church, when you work on staff at a church, it's not just a 9 to 5 job. And so what happened is something came up, and it just changed the course of our whole day. And then I realized Linda said she was going to go to the fair, but there she is sitting at the computer ordering things and looking up things, and she's just working the whole day. And I'm realizing the day is half done. It's already past lunchtime, and she hasn't left the house. She was going to go to the fair, and I said, stop right now. I'm taking you to the fair. I didn't just say, thought you were going to the fair. Go on, get. You know, I didn't tell her, go on, get to the fair. I realized, you know what? I'm going to rescue her. And I think it's a matter of not how much you spend or being able to be so creative. It's like what Linda says. You know what your spouse needs, and you become thoughtful. You become considerate. I was busy, too, and I just thought, you know what? Enough is enough. I looked over at my wife, and I realized that Monday was our day off, and we weren't taking a day off. Yeah. And I says, honey, I'm taking you to the fair. Shut that down. Let's go. And it was the right thing to do. And so you got to realize that there's times all it takes is just pay attention. Husbands, are you listening, men? All it takes is pay attention. If you realize your wife has been working too long in the kitchen, she really hasn't had a break, or the kids have been just keeping her so busy that she hasn't had a chance to do some of the things she loves to do, even if it's like you take the kids and let her go do something, or let her just relax on the hammock in the backyard, whatever. You know what your wife likes. You should. I hope you do. And relieve her so that she can maybe enjoy some things in life. And ideally, the best thing is do things together. Yes. If you have children, there's times you need to take care of the kids so that she could go do something. It all depends, unless your wife's been saying, when are you going to take me and the kids to the fair? Then you take the whole family, okay? But for me, in the stage of life we're in, I just have to realize my wife needs a break, whether it's the kinds of vacations she likes or the kinds of things she likes to do, the restaurants she likes to eat at, whatever. So we're talking about Ephesians 5:25, husbands love your wives, and I don't think we've changed the subject. You may think we have. You may think, oh, now they're off on a rant about other things. No. This all falls under the category of husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Now, this is one of the new formats we want to try to do, is we're going to give you the scripture, but you know what? We may actually give you some practical ideas of how. Because I remember as a young Christian, I used to get very frustrated with, I'd read the scriptures, okay, how do I really apply that to my life? Well, hopefully just silly things like going to the fair and Taco Tuesday. I mean, for Taco Tuesday, we both get out of there less than $10, okay? But it's just our fun time. We sit there together. I giggle eating my tacos, and he laughs. He smiles across the table because he knows I'm just enjoying this. Hopefully that'll make you think, wait, what's that little thing that's not a big deal to anybody else, but to my spouse, it would make them feel like $1 million.
Right.
To me, Taco Tuesday does that. Okay. Right. You know, it's really silly, but maybe that'll get you thinking into the simpler things. We don't just want to say, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Let me give you some examples of how you can do that. You know, how can you put those shoes on? How can you make this real in your life? Because that's where we want to help with. So, and if you have questions, if you want to ask, hey, you got this kind of situation and how would I handle it or what can I do? Give us a call, 208-377-3790.
208-377-3790. Give us a call, because remember, we're live colon show at least for
10 minutes left.
Is it 4 minutes? I'm looking at the clock. It says, I thought we had 10 minutes. We have 4 minutes. So if you're going to call, and here's the thing. I know some of you, I'm thinking as Linda's talking, some of you guys are thinking, phew, I wish my wife would be happy with Taco Tuesday. My wife wants, and you fill in the blank, and it's something thousands of dollars, and she's not happy unless she has this. I admit there's stages of life we've been through where things are a little ridiculous, and things are, sometimes your spouse can be hard, if not impossible, to please. You got to work through those things. You got to find ways to make that work. And that's why we love to get callers so we could talk through some of this stuff.
And I want to say, if that's the case, and we got some guy listening, woman, behave yourself. Make it simple for him. Give him some simple things, not impossible things, that can make you happy. Find something very little that would just make you giggle. Guys, the same way. Find something little that they have a place they can start. Because once you start doing this, you realize, wow, Mike likes Del Taco too. I mean, it wouldn't be his favorite place, but he likes it too. He gets to eat while I'm enjoying my tacos.
I like food.
It's not just me. And you find that out. Okay, I'm going to take her to Taco Tuesday. Then you find out, hey, these tacos are pretty good. And you learn to enjoy it. But you keep it simple. As simple as you can keep it, the better it's going to be. And the more you're going to get loved on. The simpler you make it for somebody to love on you, the more they're going to love on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn that camera back.
She starts talking. I try to turn the camera towards her, and then she waves like, no, don't do
don't
it. And
do
then
it.
She goes on for another 5 minutes. No, I'm going to aim it at you every time you talk, okay? Okay, here's the thing. There's an example here, and I know we're not going to have time to get into it, but you think about this, and then tomorrow we're actually going to maybe go a little bit deeper, because it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. That's a comma. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. So let me say the most important way that you can minister to your wife biblically and love her the way God wants you to love her is to turn her to Christ, okay? If her whole thing in life is she wants thousands of dollars of diamond ring and jewelry and fur coats and fancy cars or whatever. You know what? Maybe it is your job as a husband to point her to Christ instead of allow her to point you to materialism and greed and all that kind of stuff. So that's really the role model of a husband is to point his wife to Jesus. And it says that Jesus died for us that he might sanctify us, that he might cleanse us, that he might wash us with the water of the word. And so that's the example Jesus set. He didn't die on the cross so that we can be rich, so that we can have, you know, billion-dollar homes and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars. And, you know, if you got money, great, have fun with it. And hopefully you're using some of it for the Lord. But I'm telling you, the reason Jesus died was a higher call, a higher purpose than just material needs or material wants or just to make us feel good, to make us happy. So keep that in mind as you husbands are trying to love your wives and there's a battle going on. You love her as Christ loved the church and you keep first things first. You keep the priorities first. You make sure you do everything you can to point her to Jesus. And I'm not talking legalistically, you know, demand, you know, I'm making you sit down and read the Bible for an hour every day with me, or I'm going to preach to you and you got to listen. You know, there's abusive ways to do this, okay? And some husbands do that. They're spiritually abusive. You got to find a loving way to point your wife to Christ. I hear the music. Good place to stop. Anyway, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Lord bless you, and thank you so much for listening. And I hope you write that number down because we're going to want some more callers when we expand to the show. Lord bless.
If you'd like to know more about Calvary Chapel of Eagle, just go to the website at cceagle.org. Be sure and join Pastor Mike every Saturday at 8 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. for his radio show, It's All About Jesus. If we ran out of time and you didn't get a chance to call in, you can send your questions to lookup at cceagle.org. And may the Lord richly bless you as you continue to look up to Jesus.
Look full in his wonderful face. I want to grow dim. Standing next to you.